from KQED. The sky over the Pacific Ocean is looking pretty ominous. Big, dark gray clouds in the distance.
I think it feels like rain.
It's coming in. I think it's the front. I think it's what they call the cold front is coming.
Sure, everyone wants it to rain, but Kim Prather especially. She's an atmospheric chemist at UC San Diego who studies what makes it rain. She checks a weather radar app on her phone.
Not yet. Nope. No precipitation anywhere yet. What about north?
We're next to a large truck trailer full of scientific equipment that's parked in Bodega Bay, about an hour up the coast from San Francisco. You'd think that Prather would be studying water vapor. That's what a cloud is, after all, millions of water droplets. But she's looking at the tiny particles within.
Pollution, sea spray, dust, smoke.
Particles, or what scientists call aerosols, are the seeds of a rainstorm. The water inside a cloud sticks to them, growing larger and larger until you get a raindrop or a snowflake. The trailer next to us has large pumps pulling in millions of these particles, so Prather and her team can examine them one by one.
We didn't expect there to be much dust here, but in fact, there are parcels of dust just continuously coming across the Pacific right now.
They come from massive dust storms in the deserts of Asia and Africa. Dust particles get lofted miles into the air and take about a week to drift to California. Prather has seen this before when she flew through Sierra Nevada snowstorms in a small research plane.
So days with dust, we found, were days where you had the most snow at the ground consistently. And it's not a lot of dust. It's just the right amount of dust that comes in and seeds the very top of the clouds.
In one study, Prather found that the right kind of dust storm could boost snowfall in the Sierra Nevada by 40%. It happens because dust helps ice crystals form.
Ice is a very picky process. Ice only likes to form on certain surfaces. Dust seems to be very good. Bacteria, biological particles appear to be very good.
Yep, bacteria, microbes that hitchhike on dust particles in the atmosphere.
Dust will come out of the ground with microbes on it. And so there are microbes that are still alive in those clouds.
But Prather says some particles have the opposite effect. Urban air pollution, both from California and coming over from Asia, seems to reduce precipitation in the Sierra. Prather says she's working to understand these effects because it could help weather forecasting.
Are we getting more precipitation? Are we getting less precipitation? The ultimate goal is to be able to feed this into weather forecast models and improve those models where they actually take into account the seeds. Right now, they don't.
From an operational perspective, we are giving that very serious consideration.
Bill LaPenta runs the Weather Forecasting Division of the National Weather Service. He says today's weather forecast models are giant simulations run on supercomputers. Adding dust particles to those models adds cost.
It adds an additional amount of complexity, which then requires more computational resources.
And the Weather Service can't get it wrong. The public relies on its forecast to prepare for extreme weather and floods. Still, LaPenta says he's hoping to start including dust storms and other particles in the next 5 years.
I do believe that in the end, including the effects of dust particles in these complex models will help improve the precipitation forecast.
An improved forecast could help California manage its water supplies better, according to Marty Ralph. He directs the Center for Western Weather and Water Extremes at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography.
The storms that provide the beneficial water that we really need badly this year, it often comes in just a few events each winter. And that's really the make or break thing for the season.
California relies on its reservoirs to store that water, but reservoirs are required to release a lot of water in the fall and early winter in order to make room for the runoff from extreme storms and protect against floods.
In the future, it may be possible if we can predict these storms accurately enough ahead of time, we could maybe keep a little extra water in there, knowing that if we had 3 days lead time, we could release that water in a safe and appropriate way.
Then, if storms are small, reservoirs wouldn't be dumping water that California would need later in the summer. Dynamically managing reservoirs this way would require a major change in the rules. A bill just introduced in Congress by Sonoma County Congressman Jared Huffman would do that. Given the improvements in weather forecasting and that drought is a way of life in California, many say it's a change whose time has come. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.